Hey, welcome back to the Expert Witness Playbook. We appreciate you joining us. Today's episode is going to be interesting.
Have we already made it to episode 5?
We are up to episode 5.
We are.
Yes.
We are. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We got a lot more ground to cover.
We have. But before we get into it, go on YouTube, go down, like, subscribe. But with that...
Yeah, this episode, we were just chatting about it. This episode's going to be sort of a little more heavy on the technology.
Yeah.
And Woody's going to be going through some various options for things.
Yeah, so receiving... So we're going to talk about receiving all the documents from the lawyer. Those could be PDFs or those could be imaging files.
Correct.
So we're going to talk about how you receive them, how you store them, how you should annotate them, how you should review them.
Receive, store, and review.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all about the documents.
It's all about the documents. And what you have to remember is, and I'll dig into it as we go on, remember, these files have a lot of sensitive information on them. They will have people's names. They will have, in the case of Brian's work, there's minors, there's addresses, there's very graphic details could
yeah.
be. So you have to be really sensitive and you have to make sure that you take care of these files.
Everything needs to be secure.
Yes.
Right.
Encrypted and secure. But we're going to dig into that now. I'm going to show you how to do all that stuff, give you some suggestions, and we'll work through all that.
As an expert witness, your credibility rests not only on the quality of your opinions, but also on how you safeguard the information you are given. In this short walkthrough, I am going to walk you through three areas where your habits and tools matter a great deal. First, how you receive documents and medical images. Next, how you store them using the 3-2-1 rule. And finally, how you review medical images on both Windows PCs and Macs. At the end, I will wrap up with a quick dialogue that reinforces password protection, password managers, and device encryption. Let's start with how information comes to you in the first place. When you accept a case, you are often sent medical records, PDFs, and DICOM image sets that include highly sensitive patient information. You have no control over how files get to you, but you do have that control and responsibilities when you receive files. Your priority is to make sure those materials do not leak at the point of transfer. Whenever possible, ask instructing counsel or the retaining party to use a secure, controlled channel. Good options include a secure document portal or case management system that requires a login and uses encryption. A shared OneDrive, SharePoint, Box, Dropbox Business, or similar workspace that is limited to just you and the legal team. A secure file transfer service that supports encryption in transit and at rest. Avoid casual channels such as personal email accounts, unencrypted consumer file sharing, or generic links that anyone can open. If email cannot be avoided, request that attachments be encrypted and that the password be sent using a separate channel, such as a phone call or text. You will sometimes receive CDs, DVDs, or USB drives containing medical images. Treat these as both a security and a chain of custody issue. When you receive physical media, log what you received, from whom, and when. Scan the media for malware before opening any files. Copy the contents immediately into your secure, encrypted case workspace. Store the original media in a locked drawer or cabinet, or return it if that is the agreed procedure. You should never plug in unknown or untrusted USB drives. If the source is unclear, clarify with counsel before you connect anything to your systems. The goal is simple. From the moment case materials enter your possession, they travel through as few hands and as few systems as possible, and always through secure channels. Once you have received the documents and images, the next step is safe, resilient storage. A good standard to follow is the 3-2-1 backup rule. 3 copies of your data stored on 2 different kinds of media, with at least 1 copy stored off-site. Let us translate that into a practical setup for an expert witness. Start with an organized folder structure on your main workstation. Create a separate, clearly labeled folder for each case and avoid putting patient names or other identifiers in the folder names themselves. On Windows, you should turn on BitLocker full disk encryption for your main drive. Consider creating an encrypted container with a tool such as VeraCrypt or CryptoMator for the folder that holds active case files. Make a local backup to an external drive that is also encrypted using BitLocker to Go or a similar tool. On Mac OS, you should turn on File Vault full disk encryption. Optionally, create an encrypted disk image or use a tool such as VeraCrypt or CryptoMator for your case workspace. Use Time Machine to back up to an external drive and make sure that external drive is encrypted. For your third copy, use a reputable cloud backup or secure storage service. This might be a business-grade OneDrive or SharePoint site provided by a law firm or a dedicated encrypted backup solution that continuously backs up your workstation in the background. The key points are: all copies, including backups, are encrypted. Backups are automatic, not manual, so you do not forget. You do not store case files on unencrypted USB sticks, personal, unmanaged laptops, or phones. If you need to archive a closed matter, move it into a clearly separated, encrypted archive location and document where it lives. That makes it easier to respond if you are ever asked to destroy or retrieve records in the future. Now let's talk about the software you can use to actually review medical images in a way that is both effective and secure. Most medical images you will see in litigation will arrive as DICOM studies. A DICOM viewer gives you tools to inspect, measure, and annotate those images. On Windows PCs, 4 common options are WESIs, Radiant, MicroDICOM, OSIRIS-MD. These applications allow you to load DICOM studies from folders, CDs, or network locations. Adjust window and level to highlight specific tissues. Scroll through series, view multiple planes, and compare studies. Add measurements and basic annotations. When you configure these viewers, tell them to store any temporary files and exports inside your encrypted case folder. Disable any automatic upload or anonymous usage reporting, and make sure they are not silently copying DICOM studies to unencrypted locations. On Macs, 3 well-known options are OSIRIX-MD, B, like a bumblebee, Horos. These viewers provide similar capabilities, including multi-planar reconstructions, measurement tools, and side-by-side comparisons. Again, your configuration choices matter. Point the database or library location to an encrypted volume or disk image. Confirm that the software is not syncing case data to a cloud service that you have not explicitly vetted. When you export images for reports or presentations, consider whether de-identification or cropping is required to protect patient information. For documents such as PDF medical records, reports, and correspondence, You can use standard PDF viewers like Adobe Acrobat or Preview on macOS, as long as you are opening files directly from your encrypted case workspace, not from untrusted network shares or unsecured downloads folders. Your objective is to carry out a thorough review while ensuring that every temporary file, every cached image, and every exported screenshot stays inside your controlled, encrypted environment. Let me close by highlighting a few core habits I want you to adopt around passwords and device security. First, use a password manager for your email, storage, and any tools you rely on to view and analyze case materials. Create one strong master password, then let the password manager generate and store unique passwords for every individual account. This matters because you should never reuse passwords across systems that contain case information. A password manager helps you keep every credential strong and unique and makes it realistic to enable multi-factor authentication wherever it is offered. Remember, protect the devices themselves with full disk encryption. On Windows, that means enabling BitLocker. On a Mac, that means turning on File Vault. Your phone should have a strong passcode, biometric unlock, and built-in encryption turned on. With these safeguards in place, if a laptop, tablet, or phone is ever lost or stolen, the data on it remains protected and inaccessible to anyone who finds the device. Strong, unique passwords managed properly, multi-factor authentication on your critical accounts, and encryption on every computer and phone you use for casework form the foundation of your security posture. Everything else we have discussed, from how you receive files to how you store and review them, builds on those basics. If you put these practices and tools in place, you will not only meet your ethical and legal obligations, you will also present yourself as a disciplined, trustworthy expert witness who treats every case with the level of care it deserves.
Hey, so I just showed everyone how they can receive, store, review, and make sure that their files for their cases are not intermingled with other case files.
Right, I think, and that's super important, staying organized.
Yes, yeah. You have to stay organized, but you also have to keep them secured, encrypted, and safe from anything. Don't keep them local. Don't keep them on your laptop. If I could say anything after I've already told you all this, keep everything up in the cloud. Keep everything on a secured third-party platform, and everything will work out fine.
All right.
But Brian, is there anything else that you want to say on this?
I don't think so. I think you did a great job going through everything. You know, I learned a lot. There's some things that you covered that I didn't know about. And there's some other options that people have. Just because I do it a certain way doesn't mean that you have to. And that's what I was really glad to have you going through all the different options from how to store the records, how to review the records, the DICOM for the radiology. All of those things, yep. You're going to have to pick a system in a way that you do it. And I hope this was helpful.
Yeah, I think it was. But if you have any comments or questions, please put them down in the YouTube video comment, or you can contact us, contact Brian through childneurologyexpert.com, and he'll reply back and get back to you in a timely manner, because you were very timely.
I am.
In your replies. So thank you again, and we'll see you next episode.